Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 258, and this is my weekly meal plan episode. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor, and we'll get right into the show.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi everyone, welcome back to my weekly meal plan episode. If you are new here, each week I just share with everyone what is on my meal plan for my family for the upcoming week. I just think that meal planning is really helpful. It helps save money. It helps you use up the food that you'll purchase so you're not throwing things out, and it just makes life easier in knowing what's for dinner. So each week I just let you guys know what's on my meal plan. Maybe it'll give you some inspiration or give you some ideas to get your meal plan together for the week. I do also have a blog post that goes along with each weekly episode, which can be found at lolasfrugallife.com, and that has any links to the recipes that I mention in the episode that are on our meal plan for the week. So this week's meal plan starts Saturday, December 11th. So Saturday I'm going to be doing quick baked chicken parm, which is from allrecipes.com. And this is just a simple chicken parm dish, obviously, that's baked in the oven. You basically just bread the chicken and bake it for a period of time, and then you add the sauce and the cheese and then bake it for a little while longer. And it comes out really quick and easy. And I'm just gonna do a box of spaghetti on the side with just some jarred sauce. So we'll do chicken parm and spaghetti. For Sunday, I'm gonna be doing barbecue country style ribs, which is also from allrecipes.com. And these are just ribs that are simply baked in the oven, but they do bake for 2 hours. They bake for 3 hours. So just keep that in mind if you were going to make this recipe. I got caught once where I decided to make that on a weeknight, and then when I went to go make it, I was like, oh no, I can't make this. It takes 3 hours. I wasn't even thinking. I didn't fully look at the recipe. So they're very easy to make, but they do take time to cook in the oven. And then I'm also going to be doing vegetarian tater tot casserole, which is a simple tater tot. It's like tater tots, sour cream and cheese. And the reason I was just kind of stuttering is because I made one of my meal planning mistakes, which I do occasionally, is that I have two things cooking in the oven at once, and I don't normally like to do that, because as I was going to read this, I was like, oh no, why did I plan tater tot casserole on the same day when I'm making ribs, because they both need to cook in the oven, and the tater tot casserole does take almost an hour to cook in the oven. So what I'm going to have to do, probably what I'll do, is make that in advance, and then I could just reheat that side. So I'm glad I just noticed that. I do try and be mindful of making sure I'm not planning two things to cook in the oven, but sometimes if I'm rushing, which I must have been, I make a mistake like that. So anyway, we're also going to be doing a Caesar salad that night, one of the ones that you just buy at the grocery store, you know, with all the ingredients included. I'll just buy a bagged Caesar salad, and we'll have that with the ribs and the tater tot casserole. For Monday, I'm going to be doing ribeye steak. We usually do this once a month on a Monday. I will be using just Montreal steak seasoning, olive oil, and red wine vinegar to marinate it. And then I just cook it under the broiler, until it's done. I kind of just look at the size, and I usually just look up, you know, how long it needs to cook. And it comes out pretty quick and easy like that. And then I'm also going to be doing easy lo mein, which is from damndelicious.net. I think I had this on my menu plan once before, but I didn't actually make it. Something must have happened where I had to scrap making it that week. So this will actually be the first time we're going to be trying this. It's just like a simple lo mein dish with lo mein egg noodles and vegetables, like fresh vegetables, mushrooms, and peas and baby spinach and all that type of stuff. So I think that should go good as a side with the steak. For Tuesday, we're doing tacos, which we do, we rotate like a Mexican theme on Tuesdays. So tacos is one of the meals we rotate. I don't really have a meal or a recipe rather to share for the tacos because I just make some ground beef. I don't even use, or ground turkey is what I usually make. Or actually, no, ground chicken is what I've been using more recently because it's a little bit less expensive and it seemed to come out pretty good for the tacos. But either way, whatever meat you're using, I really just cook up the meat, add some seasoning. I don't even use taco seasoning anymore. I just do some seasoned salt and chili powder and it comes out good like that. And it just keeps it more simple because I don't have to make sure I have taco seasoning on hand. Anyway, I just do that. I put out some hard shells and some soft shells, and then I just put out, like, you know, the typical toppings, cheddar cheese, lettuce, tomato, sour cream, all that type of stuff. So there's really not a recipe to share, but anyway, I'm sure you all know how to make tacos. Wednesday, we're going to be doing bacon-wrapped barbecue shrimp, which is from allrecipes.com. And this is just a really simple baked shrimp dish. I don't actually wrap the shrimp in bacon. What I do is I just cut up the bacon in pieces and I kind of layer it over the top of the shrimp, like a sheet pan type meal, you know, I just kind of layer it over. I did that one time because the shrimp that I bought was either too large or too small to wrap. I can't really remember. I'm guessing it must have been too small. And I just was just like, I just can't even bear to do this. So I wound up just cutting up the bacon and just layering it over top. And it was so easy and it came out just as good. So ever since then, that's what I always do. And then on the side, I'm just going to make a simple vegetable fried rice. I don't have a recipe for this. I'm really just making some white rice and I'm going to cook up some frozen stir fry vegetables, add the white rice, some egg, and soy sauce, and that's about it for that, and that goes really well with the shrimp. For Thursday, I'm going to be doing slow cooker corn chowder. This is also from damndelicious.net, and this recipe does call for 6 ears of corn. I've always made it with canned corn. I think I use like 2 cans, and it comes out perfectly fine. So if you were to go look at this recipe, don't feel like you have to use fresh corn and take the kernels off. It comes out just as good with canned corn. And it's just a basic, it's got corn, potatoes, broth, and it just cooks in the crock pot all day. And you add heavy cream at the end to thicken it up a little bit. But it tastes really good. And sometimes I'll do grilled cheese on the side with it, or sometimes we'll just eat the soup on its own just with like some crackers in it, and it's really filling. If you like it a little bit more like on the creamy side, the recipe does call for using an immersion blender to like blend it up a little bit. And yeah, that's how we serve it. So that is Thursday. For Friday, I'm doing baked teriyaki chicken, which is from allrecipes.com. This is made with chicken thighs and it makes like a thick teriyaki type sauce that you brush them with. You know, you make the sauce and you baste them with the base of chicken with it, and you have to keep like redoing that like every 10 minutes while it's cooking. It takes a little while to cook in the oven, but it comes out really good. And then as a side, I'm going to be doing 5-ingredient instant pot mac and cheese. That's from foodnetwork.com. This is one of my go-to sides when I need like a more filling like pasta type side dish. This mac and cheese comes together so quick in the instant pot. And then I'm also going to be doing air fryer asparagus fries, which is from allrecipes.com. And this is where you take asparagus and you coat it in honey and egg, and then you dip it in breadcrumbs and cook it in the air fryer. You could probably just throw it in the oven also to roast it if you didn't have an air fryer, but it comes out really good. And last time I made it, my kids actually like devoured that. So I thought, oh, I should probably make this again. So that's it. Friday is the last day on the meal plan. So if you have any questions or suggestions, as always, you can email me at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. You can also find blog posts for each episode, including these meal plans, and also my regular weekly like topic-based episodes that come out on Mondays on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. We also have a private listeners group on Facebook at facebook.com/group/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I can see that you are listening. Also, if you can take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, that would be super helpful to me. Those ratings and reviews are what help spread the show so that more listeners can find it, which would be really awesome if I could get that to happen. You know, I'd really like to try and grow the audience more. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day. Are you in the mood to learn something new? Well, Skillshare is now offering 1 month free of Skillshare Premium. Unlock a passion, side hustle, or new professional skill with thousands of classes in design, business, and more. Start your 1 month free trial now by using the link within the podcast notes for this episode. There's no commitment and you can cancel at any time. So why not go ahead and learn a new skill that you have always wanted to have?